Good morning. It's June 21st, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book of the same name. Today's title is Get Help. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. Psalm 46, 1 through 3. I was 9 years old and living in Houston, Texas. We lived in a newly constructed house on a residential street northwest of town, where many other lots were still vacant or construction was ongoing. Houston is hot. Kids spent most of their time running around barefoot in cutoffs with a t-shirt or no shirt in the summer. The barrancas that led to the bayous, the vacant lots, and the construction sites were all fair game for play. It was a different time, and parents let their children wander farther from home than they do today. My friends and I would ride our bikes down to the creeks and hunt for turtles, frogs, and often snakes. We would explore vacant lots and look for whatever treasure we could find on construction sites when the workers were off. One Saturday morning, while having a water gun fight in and amongst the 2x4s of a newly framed house, I managed to step on a board and drive 2 4-inch nails through the bottom of my foot. I distinctly remember seeing them poking through the top of my foot and thinking, wow, I didn't even know this could happen. Remarkably, I didn't fall down immediately, but called for my friends to come over. When they saw the blood and the nails protruding, they screamed at me not to move, and one ran to get help. But I didn't listen. I panicked and yanked my foot up off the board. Unfortunately, that caused me to lose my balance, and my injured foot came down on the same 2 nails once again, impaling me now in 4 places rather than 2. This time I screamed, yanking my foot off again, and ran the several blocks home. The rest is a blur except for a clear memory of lying face down in the doctor's office and having the misfortune to see the long needle with a syringe full of either anesthetic or antibiotic right before he plunged it into the bottom of my foot and moved it all around. We live in a me world where every advertisement of every product glorifies your independence, strength, and ability to make your own decisions and, quote, go it alone, unquote. This even extends to the prevailing view that you can make your own truth and that right and wrong are just relative terms. Every part of this is wrong from the Christian worldview. We seek to be dependent on our Creator, whom we trust completely because of the love He has demonstrated for us through His Son. God makes it clear that the knowledge of right and wrong is laid out in Scripture and imprinted on our conscience. It is not subjective, nor is truth. I could have avoided 4 nails in my foot. I could have listened to my parents and A, not played on construction sites, B, worn shoes, C, listened to my friends when they told me not to move. I cried for help and then didn't listen. I have a feeling a lot of us cry for help and then don't listen. We may not listen to our loved ones, and we for sure don't listen to God much of the time, especially if we don't like what we hear. Remember, all men wish to serve God, but mostly in an advisory capacity. I guess what I'm getting at is that all of us find ourselves in tough spots sometimes. All of secular society tells us to rely on ourselves and extricate ourselves from every predicament we encounter. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps and all that. As Christians, we are called to do exactly the opposite. Next time you find yourself euphemistically with 2 nails through your foot, look to your friends, look to your family, and look to God in prayer and Scripture for the help and advice you need. That way, maybe you can avoid 4 nails in your foot. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. Proverbs 18:10. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Psalm 9:9-10. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:31. Dear Heavenly Father, why do we forget the Helper that indwells us and turn to our own understanding when we get in trouble? Remind us everywhere we look of your presence, Lord, and keep our thoughts close to you, so that in our times of need we turn naturally to you in prayer, and to your word, and to your brothers and sisters for advice. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.